And her husband, Richard Broom. Good morning to you, Richard. And thank you so much for your time. Now, before we go on, I need to just give some credits here because if I read them all out, Vicky and Richard, we're going to be here all morning. So let me tell you a little bit about, just make a brief summary of the two guests I have in front of me. Vicky Broom is one of the world's most experienced authorized teachers of transcendental meditation, taught in many countries. She is registered with the Health Professional Council. She's a Maharishi Ayurveda practitioner. I said that right, eh? Vicky has a diploma from New Zealand, London, a diploma in drama as well from UCT. And Richard is, Dr. Richard Broom is MBA, PhD, BSc, director of several companies, also as a consultant, management consultant, and he has worked in and presented TM workshops in South Africa and Australia. So, welcome to Drs. Richard and Vicky Broom. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Subject is transcendental meditation. Now, let me just start at the beginning. I don't know who wants to answer this, but when one thinks of TM, you kind of think of back in the 60s and you think of Maharishi Mahesh Yogi and smoke and sitting on a cross-legged and saying om and sniffing up LSD or whatever you did. I mean, that was the image back in the day. Have we moved a long way from there now, or is that still, for many people, when you say TM, it's some esoteric pie-in-the-sky stuff that is of no value to anybody?
Gosh, I think we've moved a huge way from there, Carol. Today, the Transcendental Meditation Organization worldwide is very, very confident because, for many reasons, I mean, there are millions and millions and millions and millions of people who are practicing Transcendental Meditation. It's taught in 132 countries in the world. Every kind of person does it. But I think that what's really happening now, well, for a long time now, but especially now, is a very, very well established research base on all the benefits of transcendental meditation. And, you know, hundreds and hundreds of studies that have been published in peer-reviewed journals. And today, when you mention transcendental meditation, you think about doctors referring, psychologists referring, you think about heads of state. I mean, there are the president of Brazil does it, and the president of Colombia does it, and it's a very, very different image. By the way, LSD has never been associated because you can't take drugs and do meditation. But and so today, and then there's a huge host of celebrities, very, very well respected celebrities, who are passionately actually punting transcendental meditation. People like Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Mehmet Oz and David Lynch, and just so many people. And, you know, the Beatles are still promoting TM, but of course they have a very different image today. Mm. And so it's very different.
All right. So what is it about? I mean, it is about removing clutter. Is it about focusing on your inner self? What is it about?
I would say that the most important thing that it's about is to bring some silence again back into people's lives. What's happened is that life is spun out of control. I mean, people are so busy. We've never had so much change and so much demand. And TM brings back 20 minutes of the most blissful silence into people's lives. And that's everyone is crying for. We hear what people are asking for when they come to see us now. And that's what they're asking for. A little stillness, a little time out. And what's so great about the TM is it gives it to you anywhere you can sit and close your eyes. It's like having a mini holiday anywhere you can sit twice a day, and brings back balance. Because if people's lives are just too much about activity all the time, they start suffering.
Mm. Richard, you've been involved in this a very long time. Have you seen people, companies, organizations change? Have you seen hard fact benefit?
Now, the evidence shows that transcendental meditation has real health benefits and, funny enough, real organizational benefits. And you've gone straight to my PhD. We taught a South African market research company, very well-known company. And what I was trying to show with the PhD was reductions in stress. And we showed that a remarkable reductions in stress from being three-quarters of the way to psychiatric outpatients to only about 25% of the way. In other words, there were huge reductions in their stress scores. But But what we found at the 18-month follow-up and the 3-year follow-up was their market share improved, and they'd negotiated difficult times, they'd increased their turnover, they'd increased their productivity and so forth like that. So the numbers of companies actually do put it in for that reason. It has a definite bottom line. But the research that is so strong these days, and that Vicky was referring to earlier on, is the health. You know, 90% of the a middle-aged person has, with normal blood pressure right now, has probably a 90% chance of developing high blood pressure by the end of their life, and a quarter of the world's population has hypertension. And hypertension basically accounts for about 13% of all deaths worldwide. So that and there's some very, very strong recent evidence that TM reduces blood pressure. In fact, the American Heart Association just put out a statement saying that TM may be considered in medical practice to lower blood pressure. No other meditation technique received that kind of endorsement. So if there's one thing that were to come out from this morning's discussion, was that if there are any medical people, doctors, GPs, and specialists and so forth, the transcendental meditation may be considered in medical practice to lower blood pressure. It's absolutely beyond any kind of debate.
So you get situations where a GP or a specialist will recommend a patient to go and have a TM course?
Absolutely, yes, they do that, and especially where the patient doesn't want to use diet or drugs, because the great thing about the TM is that there are no side effects, and that it supports all other areas of health as well. There are one study of hospital admissions found decreases in a surprisingly broad range of disease categories, ranging from ear, nose and throat, heart, urogenital injuries, tumors, right across the board, nervous system, but particularly the cardiovascular thing we're seeing these days. Mm. I want to tell you later on about a recent study showing a 48% reduction in heart attacks, deaths from all causes and strokes in those practicing TM.
I want to come back to that. Sorry, Vicky, you look as though you're dying to say something.
No, she's telling me to stop.
What I also wanted to say was just that, I mean, we have therapists like psychologists and doctors who will refer every single patient to us because it helps them with their own treatment. TM is what you might call a cornerstone therapy, so that it makes people make better health choices and lifestyle choices afterwards. Mm. You get TM in place, and then people start changing their diet, their exercise program, their relationships. So it's like a cornerstone therapy.
All right. We're talking in studio to Doctors Vicky and Richard Broom. We're talking about transcendental meditation. Back after this. All right, it is 17 minutes past 6 if you've just joined us. Very good morning. Numbers to dial 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567. Or you could SMS on 31702 or 31567. All right, I don't know who wants to answer this question, but I'd like to know, talking about transcendental meditation, what specifically happens? Now, you go into a room, you go sit on the floor, you sit in the chair, whatever. Tell us what happens in the process.
Well, you can sit anywhere that you're comfortable, and you don't lie down because the relaxation is so deep that people will fall asleep if they're lying down.
Yeah.
But anywhere that people are comfortable, they can just sit like that. And it takes us about 8 hours to teach somebody to learn TM properly. But basically what they do is they learn how to follow the natural tendency of the mind, because the mind has a natural tendency, which is to seek bliss. You know, all day long, our mind shifts to something more satisfying. Like if you're at a party, somebody's talking to you and it's actually boring, you can't concentrate because you can hear an interesting conversation next to you. And then someone walks in the room who you're dying to see, they take your attention. They start dancing and that takes your attention. So what we are doing with TM is we are training you to find your own inner bliss, which is what transcending is. And that's what the technique is. You sit and close your eyes, and the word transcend is like a description of the mechanics. It's like Transvaal, which goes beyond the Vaal. See, we have conscious thinking, subconscious thinking, unconscious thinking, and transcendental consciousness. So what TM trains you to do is systematically reduce the mental activity, and following its own natural tendency, and going towards what's called silent bliss, deep inside.
a lot of what happens to us physically in terms of ill is related to stress. And I would imagine that one of the big benefits of TM is as I was saying earlier, to release some of that clutter, to get rid of the factors that are causing stress, because we worry about so many things. Does TM then take you to that space where you having felt calmer in the actual moment, when you finish that, it carries on?
Well, that's exactly.
Or do you get back into the, oh, there's that taxi again? Or whatever it is.
This is one of the things that distinguishes it from other techniques. The silence, the sort of overlay of silence that can be shown by EEG research to become established over the months of regular practice. So you can actually see it in an experienced meditator. You can see the silence objectively. And so what happens is your subjectivity changes. There's the backdrop of your experiences changes, so things become less threatening. People start to look like friends. Situations feel more homely. So your body responds less to, because you're not perceiving stress in the environment. So you become more relaxed like that. And it's not from any making of a mood. It's real. The changes happening in the body are real.
So what makes it sustainable then?
What happens during TM is you experience rest that is deeper than any other state of consciousness. And that stillness, that silence that you go to, stays. It like sticks with you afterwards. What do you mean why people would sustain the practice? Because it's enjoyable?
No. What sustains you when you're out of your actual 10 or 15 minutes? What makes you carry that through to your everyday life?
Because the calm and the stillness that you experience during TM doesn't leave you. That you can see it in the brainwave patterns. The brainwave patterns that are established during TM then last for many hours afterwards. It's a bit like if you're dyeing a cloth. You put it in a dye, and when you bring it out, it's got some of that dye with it.
Do you get rattled? You personally get rattled?
By a few things, very few things, and recovery is very quick.
And Richard as well?
Yes, no, one rises to the occasion. there are training movies where they show meditators and non-meditators. They show them movies where people are having their hands chopped off in carpentry accidents, and the meditators get freaked. But the response is very short. And then 5-10 minutes later after the movie, the meditators have gone back to stable baseline, whereas the non-meditators are still freaked. And that's the thing, it's so amazing.
Okay, so it's not a conscious effort that you have to make in any given stress situation. It automatically kind of kicks in.
That's actually what makes it. That's what makes it very superior. It's not about positive thinking or trying to be in the present moment. It's about that happening spontaneously.
It becomes an unconscious, so to speak, thing.
It becomes a state of being. You go into beingness or amness inside yourself, and then it stays with you. And it takes you to who you are, takes you to your higher self. And then it gives you a different perspective on things, and that stays with you.
Okay. If you have any questions for Richard or Vicky on Transcendental Meditation, please give us a call, 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567, or you could SMS on 31702 or 31567. Some listener wants to know, Vicky, did you have a practice in Rudaport?
No, I didn't.
No, she didn't. Richard, you wanted to say something?
I wanted to chip in that one way of understanding how this thing works is, you know, the fight or flight response, we're familiar with you. You rise to the occasion. Okay, if you have 20 fight or flight responses a day, what's going to happen is that your body becomes permanently fight or flighted. In other words, blood pressure rises long term. Now, TM is the opposite of that. It gives you a trophotropic response. It's the opposite of the fight or flight response. And you do that twice a day, and it reverses the stress. So that's how it works. Anything you do regularly conditions your body, your mind-body, to what you're doing. So the settledness in TM, the silence becomes, as Dickie says, it becomes hard, dyed into the cloth.
All right, so it's a question of sitting down comfortably somewhere. It could be on the floor or a chair or whatever. Do you need total silence?
Because... No, you don't, and that's what's great. You know, people do this when they commute. When I used to live in London, I had a train commute, I used to do it on the train. I mean, nobody does it on public transport in South Africa because they don't feel safe. But basically, anywhere you can sit and close your eyes. Many people are using it at the office, and quite a lot of people break their day because they get tired by going down to the car park if they feel their car is safely parked and doing it, because when you come out of TM, you have hours and hours of relaxed energy. So that's what's so convenient about it. You can do it anywhere you close your eyes. It's nice to have silence, but it isn't essential.
But then isn't it distracting? I'm one of those people who, not a concentration, well, I suppose it is a concentration problem. If I'm reading, I cannot have a television going in the background or people talking in the background. I need silence, otherwise I cannot focus on what I'm doing. So what if I'm that kind of person?
Well, it'll improve your concentration, Errol. That is one of the research studies. TM does an interesting thing. It produces what's called convergent thinking, ability to focus and concentrate, and divergent thinking at the same time, a much broader awareness. So people with concentration problems find that they are much more able to focus and concentrate. TM in itself is not a concentration technique. So you don't need to employ concentration during the technique. And you learn, if your awareness does go to an outside noise, you just come back in again. But don't forget, you're inwardly turned. So the outside noises are not distracting after a very short period of time.
You're not aware of them anymore.
Hardly at all, and sometimes not at all.
And a lot of people that I've taught have recently said to me this thing where the first few minutes of their TM, they were kind of noticing the dogs barking and stuff like it, and then it kind of faded away, and they became engrossed in their inner world, their inner silence. And so that kind of develops like that. So it's an automatic thing. You're not forcing yourself to concentrate. It's quite the opposite, in fact.
Okay. So there's this mythical thing called a mantra. I don't know how mythical it is, but it's a mantra. What is the purpose of it? Is it to focus on something? You tell me. What is the purpose?
Okay, well, the mantra is...
Did I say it wrong?
It's mantra's fine. Mantra.
tomatoes, yeah.
The thing is that we don't work with meaning in TM. You see, the different forms of meditation. If you're thinking, sometimes people refer to something called contemplation as meditation, where they're thinking about, you know, visualizing a peaceful scene or relaxing. So those are contemplation techniques. Now with TM, we're not, which is really cognitive restructuring. In other words, instead of having negative thoughts, destructive thoughts, you replace relaxing thoughts, spiritual thoughts, inspirational thoughts, and it's good. It uplifts people. But with TM, we disassociate from meaning. We work with sound so that we can, in fact, guide the mind to go into inner stillness. And that's what the mantra is. The mantra is a suitable sound which doesn't have a meaning, which has soothing, relaxing sound vibration. But particular to the TM mantras is it has what we call disappearing vibrations. It helps the mind settle down into inner stillness. And so that's really what it is. It's just to make the process easier.
Talk to Janie in Emerentia. Hi, Janie. Hello. Janie, are you there? Janie is not there. Janie? No, Janie's not there. Okay, she had a question. I don't know what the question is. I just said a question for Dr. Broom. We'll try and get you back, Janie. All right, so when you've got the mantra, which is very personal to you only, what happens physically or mentally? What do you do? What is the technique? I mean, I don't want to go into a whole lesson now, but is it a question of focusing on one thing? Is it seeing something in your brain? What is it?
Well, TM is not a concentration technique. You see, there are different forms of meditation. There's concentration, there's open monitoring, and then there's automatic self-transcending. Now, concentration techniques try to focus on a particular something. Could be a mantra, could be a breath, could be a part of the body. And those techniques produce what are called gamma brainwaves. Then there are open monitoring. Now, open monitoring, you're trying to be aware of what's going on in the body at the time or aware of what's going on in the circumstances at the time. And it's to try and bring you into the present moment, because most present moments are not as stressful as the past or the future. But with TM is automatic self-transcending. We're not doing any of that. And basically, we are just starting with the mantra, which will guide the mind, and we're trained how to use it. And the mind then follows its natural tendency and lands up in the state of being or bliss or silence like that.
Let's try Janet again. Janet, are you there?
Yes.
Morning to you.
I just wanted to say it's called sleep or death. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
It's very, very different to sleep. Oh, dear. Sleep is very dull consciousness. You know, sleep is when, and in fact, you know, everyone in the world sleeps and they're highly stressed often. They wake up sometimes after 8 hours of sleep and say, I'm absolutely exhausted. Mm. Whereas once they start TM, they can have just 20 minutes. The rest is deeper than 8 hours of sleep and is very, very energized. So, but if you look at the physiology of sleep, which is necessary, it's entirely different to the physiology of TM.
Sleep is different in it's a different part of the brain.
Yes, sleep is characterized by slow alpha activity, slow wave activity, theta waves and so forth. Attention blacked off, eyes closed, body relaxed. Mm. Dreaming sleep, paradoxical sleep is a higher state characterized by eyes closed, but there's some activity. Waking consciousness, eyes open. See, all different states of consciousness. What happens during transcendental meditation is access to a fourth state. This is scientifically recognized as a fourth state of consciousness called restful alertness. So more restful than sleep and more, funny enough, more alert than during being awake.
Okay, we're talking studio to Drs. Richard and Vicky Broom. We're talking transcendental meditation. Lynn, Susan and Yassine, others, please stay there. We're going to come back to you after this. Oh, trying to get eyewitness news headlines.
Good morning, it's Regan.
Thank you. Thank you, Regan. Good morning, sorry.
Very good morning.
Hi.
The IEC has moved to clarify that although the election date has now been announced, it's not an official proclamation at this stage. The election will take place on the 7th of May, and that date now has to be gazetted. President Jacob Zuma revealed the election date yesterday. The Cape Town Community Police Board has reiterated a concerted effort must be made to clamp down on gang violence. At least
sounds very good. I was given polls, and I don't want to be a zombie. Within the space of 5 months, I lost my partner and now my job. I'm feeling the effects, although I don't want to admit it. Is there a place on the East Rand, and what sort of costs are involved?
Well, the closest centre to you would be, there's a teacher teaching from Broomer, around in the Broomer Lake area.
Yes.
Otherwise, in Houghton, which we have a big centre. And the costs actually vary, and if you're not employed, then there are special prices. There's different prices for students, so you would just go to a free talk. The talks are free, and discuss it with the teacher. There's easy payment plans, and TM does a lot of upliftment work, a lot of free work. So the first thing is to go to a free introductory talk, but it would help you so much with the loss and everything you're dealing with, and possibly help you get off the medication.
Lynn, Broomer Lake's not far from you.
But no, it's not.
Okay. We'll give out the contact details at the end of the program. Thanks so much for the call. Susan in Woodmead, hi.
Hi. Very much a duplicate of what Lynn has just asked, because accepting that I'm in Woodmead, and maybe doctors could tell me whether there's somewhere near me, but also, can you read a book? Can you teach yourself?
Okay, so TM is not a thing that you can teach yourself. There are lots of wonderful books on TM, and they'll tell you about the research and testimonials, but TM is a thing you need to actually be taught, and once you're taught, you've got it forever. I think actually the best thing for you is closest is actually, it's not far, just get on the highway and come to Houghton, and
okay. All right, I'll wait to get your contact details at the end. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for the call. Yazin, is it in Athlone?
Yazin.
Morning to you. Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks, and you?
Go ahead. I got a much with this. I don't know, it's probably the teenage things they're going through. But the past 2 years now, she's been doing not that well in class. So I had a check with her the other day, and I found that she has a concentration span of about 15 minutes in class. Now, obviously, that has a major effect on her work. I heard the lady said earlier on that the health of concentration as well. Can youngsters that age also get assistance with this, with the meditation and stuff?
Absolutely, yes. There's a very, very big body of scientific evidence showing that students do great with this thing. There's a thing called ADHD, that gets better, attention deficit improves, the memory improves, IQ goes up, they feel better, there's tons of stuff. Just Google, you'll find YouTube showing children giving their stories about how their concentration improved after learning transcendental meditation. It's beautiful. So yes, and they can learn down to the age of 10, the sitting technique, and in fact, even an intelligent 5-year-old can learn a slightly mm-hmm. different version okay. that gives benefits as well. Okay. So I really recommend that. So just get in touch with the center.
And is there any place you can recommend in Cape Town?
Oh yes, there's in Cape Town, there's a website mm-hmm. called TM in Cape Town.
TM
in Cape Town.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'll give out the number and you can contact to the Joburg office. I'll give it to you again. Thanks for the call. Yep. Is it Jan Brekbaan North?
Yeah, it's Jan in Pata North. Good morning, Richard and Vicky.
Hello.
When I met Richard, I was at war with South Africa, at war with my family, at war with society. And I told Richard why I was there. After 4 months, I'm no longer at war. I've made peace with a lot of situations in my life. I had a daughter who got addicted to drugs. My family, my wife, and my other daughter started meditating. And we're dealing with the situation a lot better. And it has an effect on our daughter, who is now very strongly on recovery. And hopefully shortly she'll be able to join Richard and Vicky as well for her introduction and for her teaching on PM.
That is great news.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I've got smiles in the studio.
Yeah, it's been an honor to work with you and the family.
Wonderful.
I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks so much. That's good. That's good. You like that kind of affidavit, don't you?
We have it all the time and constantly. That is the truth.
Yeah, Jan is one of our Facebook friends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very good presence on Facebook.
All right, lots of SMSs. Now, just let me give the numbers again to dial 011-883-0702 or 021-446-0567. SMS 31702 or 31567. A number of questions coming through, folks, about religion versus what you do versus TM. Christianity, ? Is this connected with religion? What's the difference? Who wants to tackle that?
I'll take that. Actually, it's not TM versus any religion. It's TM supporting any religion. We have very religious people. Even in our center, we have religious Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, every kind of person. And what TM isn't a doctrine, it's a practice.
It's not a religion,
though. It's not in any way a religion. It's a spiritual experience. You can't go inside yourself without it feeling spiritual. But what it does is it just enhances people's relationship with God, whatever their God is. We just taught a priest last week, actually. And every kind of person does it. It supports any kind of religion and just will make your religious experience deeper.
A listener wants to know if this will be available as a podcast. Yes, it will be. You can go onto the 702 website early next week and download this whole segment. Hi, can TM be taught to a blind person? Do you have any training center on the West Rand? Why would you not be able to teach to a blind person?
No, you could definitely do that.
Because you're don't have to have the visual image, do you?
So, no, you don't. No, it definitely, yes, the answer is beautiful.
And North Riding would be the closest, I think.
Okay. When I'm in my rooms with classical music in the background, I'm calm, I'm in total control. However, when I am in the hurly-burly of the world, this can be disturbed.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is the music really, if it's the right kind of frequency, can make you feel a lot better. But the TM sticks with you afterwards, and of course it takes you deeper. So that's that thing we spoke about earlier, where it lasts after the practice.
Yes. Take one more SMS, we'll go back to the lines. Would this help someone with ADD and can't follow instructions, age 29?
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
In other words, yes. Dot in Pretoria, good morning to you.
Good morning. I was just wondering, the children that play so many TV games and video games, PC games, does this not make them a bit aggressive? And would TM maybe being taught in school not perhaps help to relax the children a bit more?
Good question.
We have hundreds of thousands of children in schools who are practicing TM all over the world. In fact, in Brazil at the moment, 45 million students are actually waiting to learn. And of course, we've been teaching, working with students all along. All, you know, we have so many teenagers who come and learn TM. It's really, really important to give this to young people, to so that they, because they do have so much stress to deal with.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dot, does that answer your question?
Yes.
Good, thanks.
And I'd like to chip in also that we, it is being taught in schools in South Africa and Durban area. There are vast numbers of school programs in India, in the USA. And as Vicky was saying, the Brazil government has just approved the adoption of an education system that has TM as a core.
Okay.
It's called consciousness-based education in Brazil. And there are 45 million children waiting to learn.
Wow. Okay. Thanks very much for that, Dot, in Pretoria. Then SMS says, doing a TM course 20 years ago was the best thing I ever did. Regrettably and stupidly, I have stopped meditating. Do you have a refresher course? If so, please give details. It has changed my life. It is truly a wonderful way of life. Many thanks. That is from Irene.
Hi, Irene. Of course, we do have refresher courses. I mean, lots of people are in your situation because life gets hectic and they all come back because they all say it was the best thing they ever did. It's like learning to ride a bike. You never forget how to do it, but you just need a short refresher course. You contact us and we'll get you on your way again.
Can you learn this discipline or this technique from reading a book?
No. There are many books on TM, and the books are very interesting, and they talk about the research and people's experience.
There's a but somewhere.
Yeah, no, you need one-on-one. You need one-on-one instruction in the beginning, and you do need guidance because it's profound, but it's delicate. In the beginning, we do need to guide you, and people just have to go through the basic course. Once you've been through it, you can do it all by yourself.
Okay, but you need to sit for the course for how long? What is the length of it?
It takes about 7.5 to 8 hours. It's across 4 sessions of 1.5 to 2 hours each. Usually we run it on a Saturday, which is a private appointment, one-on-one,
mm-hmm.
for about 1.5 hours. And then a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, usually from about 5:30 to 7:30 in the afternoon, which would be groups. You should see the shift that happens in people from Saturday to Tuesday. I'm a psychologist, and you never see those kind of shifts in such a short period of time.
I want to chip in also, Errol, that the in addition to the 7-8 hours of contact at the beginning of the, it's called the Transcendental Meditation Program, and then we give a free year of follow-up after that, which involves be another 75 hours or so like that. Right. And one can take as much or as little advantage of that as one wishes. The hand-holding, very significant component in people being successful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so all that's supplied, and they can come for free yoga if they want to, and group meditations and so on.
Okay. Somebody wants to know, can it assist sportsmen with improving their game?
The reason it helps sportsmen so much is that thing that Vicky referred to earlier on, where it improves ability to focus and at the same time improves the ability to have broad comprehension.
Mm.
So the answer is yes. One of our top TM teachers, in fact, is a Springbok swimming coach. In South Africa, and it's his kind of secret weapon.
Yeah.
And there are countless stories about American baseball players and cricketers and golfers saying that it improves their game and so forth, because it actually improves hand-eye coordination apart from anything else.
Eunice in Joburg. Good morning, Eunice.
Good morning.
Hi. Yes, good, and you?
Good, thank you. I just wanted to ask very quickly. I've got two teenage kids. One of them, I wouldn't say has been diagnosed with ADD, but seems to be going through a lot of mood swings and a lot of rebelliousness now and again. Now, would this assist in calming him and also getting him focused to train his mind to sort of deal with different type of situations? The second one is, I've got a son in matric. How would this assist him in focusing and preparing towards his career?
Well, actually, every year we get so many matriculants.
Oh, Eunice, sorry, it's a very bad line. Can we listen on the radio?
Yeah, I'll listen on the radio. I'm actually driving to an event.
Right, thank you. Cool.
That's better. Yes.
Sorry about that.
No, so every year we get so many matriculants who come along and do this. I actually started this as a student. The difference between meditating and studying and non-meditating studying is huge. So it would be such a wonderful tool for your matriculant. The thing about the teenagers is that you couldn't give them a better life skill, but teenagers have to choose it, because the developmental task of a teenager is often to question what their parents advise.
Mm.
So that's the trick. is to bring them to a talk, and we need to hook it into something that is really important to them, like social relationships are often. It's easier for them socially or concentrating. If they see, because they have to do it, once they start, there's no question about the results.
Okay, there are a lot of SMSs about, is there anything in Pretoria or Durban or Cape Town? I mean, the best thing, there are in all of those areas. The best thing to do is to call your number on Monday morning and get the information, the individual details.
Yeah.
Just before we go back to the lines, let's talk about some of the benefits more specifically. First of all, it has no adverse effect on health. Is that a fact?
No, that's a fact. That's like, even asking that question, Errol, is like saying, can a good night's sleep adversely affect your health? The answer is no.
Yes,
can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
So some specific evidence of improvement in lifestyle, in health, whatever it may be.
Well, it's so huge. Smoking reduces. Stress levels go down. There are improvements with diabetes. There's a very major study that came out recently showing a 48% reduction in the risk of stroke, the risk of heart attack, and deaths from all causes. There are improvements in depression. There's reductions in blood pressure that we referred to earlier. There are reductions in cholesterol. There are reductions, and you can actually demonstrate over 9 months, reductions in the deposits on the arteries in the neck, so that we've had controlled studies where you have relaxation techniques and transcendental meditation and compare the thickening of the arteries, and it gets less.
But why? What is it that actually happens that causes it to
be
reduced?
Two things is, firstly, it's a mental technique, so one's thinking gets more clear, and one tends to make better lifestyle choices. A lot of health problems are driven by stress. So TM's reducing stress, and therefore health improves. But lifestyle choices, basically, when you're less stressed, become more life-supporting. So you're thinking more clearly, you're choosing the bit of foods and so forth. Like, the other thing is, on the other side, the deep rest of the meditation gives seems to help the body self-repair. There's even DNA self-repair that improves. DNA self-repair.
Okay. Carl in Michalisburg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Errol.
Hi, Carl.
Good morning to both your doctors.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. I'm the blind guy that SMS'd in Nana. Thanks so much for your reply on that. I'm just wondering, I think I suffer from either mild anxiety disorder or I've got major insomnia. I always have issues sleeping and that sort of thing. My mind is very active. We do have a meditation group here in Michalisburg, normal meditation. I just find I battle with that. My mind is always wandering. And I wonder if TM is going to be a good option for me, maybe in terms of helping me relax, helping me sleep better. Have you guys got any comments on that?
I would say that relief from insomnia is one of our most successful areas. You know, we see serious insomniacs, like I haven't slept since the last World War type insomnia.
or I'm popping pills every night.
Yes, and the thing about the pills is they don't produce sleep. They knock you out, but if you look at the brainwave patterns, it's the same as passing out from drunken stupor. So when people wake up in the morning, they're not rested.
Interesting. So your sleeping tablets don't actually...
They don't rest you.
...rest the brainwaves. You're still in that frantic...
What they do is they give people that break so they don't feel they're lying there with their thoughts. But they don't wake... They wake up like hungover.
Yes.
And then with TM, we see within days people start sleeping well. You know, if you started to sleep, just sleep well, it would change your life.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be absolutely incredible for the anxiety and all the things you mentioned. It would give you more out of the meditation that you're currently doing, but it would be deeper and easier. That's our experience. People come all the time and doing other things.
Mm-hmm.
And they say this is very deep, very profound, and very easy.
Thanks for the call, Carl.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Carl in Michalisburg. It is 9:59. Lots of calls coming through. Back after this. About 4 minutes left. Frank Max wanted to know, is meditation the same as Buddhism?
Just on the name, you can just say TM if you're struggling with the transcendental meditation. And you can Google and look up under just TM.
TM.
Okay. Buddhism is actually, of course, a religion. It has a lot of its own meditation techniques and good meditation practices. Some of those practices people find difficult. We have at the moment thousands and thousands of Buddhist monks that are practicing transcendental meditation in countries like Thailand, for example. So it's not the same. It's a religion, and there are different meditation techniques. Their techniques fall more into the concentration or open monitoring type.
And Frank Max also wants to know, he says, IQ goes up? I did not know IQ is variable.
IQ used to be thought to be a thing that was frozen from about the age of 18. Mm. The last 30 years of brain research and psychology research has changed that view. So TM seems to unfreeze IQ. And depending on the study you read, we've seen increases in IQ from between 2 and 5 points per annum. One study showed more IQ improvement over 4 years than doing an MBA at Harvard.
Good heavens. Dee in Joburg, hi.
Hi there. Hello to everybody. I just wanted to know, why does it cost so much to go through the course?
It doesn't really cost so much if you think about what you're getting, which is a whole year if you added that in. But it's on a scale. We know there are ranges of fees, and there are lower fees for people who can't afford it. So,
oh, I see. We weren't offered that.
Sorry, Dee. Mm-hmm. You weren't offered that.
She was probably looking at one of the overseas websites.
A small family. No, we attended a talk or an introductory talk. And it was a couple of thousand, for me and two granddaughters. And I just thought we couldn't afford it, so right. We just left it alone.
Let's have a look. Thanks, Dee. Let's have a look at that scale quickly. What is it?
Well, it starts at about $700 for a child. And a family could go as high as 5-4, and then there could be many family members. It can be spread. It can be put on a credit card. It can be put across 60 months and with tiny amounts that are being put in. It's very little for the benefits it's getting and for the what it's saving you in doctor's bills, etc. And if you do come to all the yoga. But, it can be there are lower categories for people who have problems. So you come along and we talk with you. And sometimes we get donations into the center because people want to help other people, and we're able to sponsor some people.
A lot of SMSs giving you lots of kudos, people saying they've done it before, it's changed their life, it's been fantastic. One person says, I did a full course of TM about 30 years ago, still remember my mantra. Can I start again, or must I attend a course?
No, you can start, but if you've stopped it, it's quite good to just come in for a meditation check. It's like having a new car service, just to see that you're not going straining on the whole right. thing, and that's a short process.
And I have a question that somebody wants to know. Can you suggest a mantra, or is it a very personal thing?
It's a personal thing. It's a personal thing. We'll talk about that at the talk. It's a personal thing.
Okay, it's something that you have to choose yourself. There's nobody can give it to you.
The teachers are trained. It's an old tradition. This is not a New Age tradition. It's not something that's come out of California the last 6 months. There are lots and lots of TM mantras. They're good sounds, but some sounds vibrate better with certain nervous systems. That's what the teachers are trained in. The teachers train for a long, long time. They go into residential situations for about 6 months and train long periods of time. People should just have a sound that works best with their nervous system.
Okay. All right, we've got a minute left. Just give us a quick wrap, anything that you want to comment on.
I think, Errol, what I would say is there isn't a person in this world who doesn't want what Transcendental Meditation has to offer. It's possible not everybody will choose it at this time, but everybody wants what it has to offer. And in our life, like it is today, so rushed, it's too difficult without a good meditation technique. It's the best time of the day. So, take advantage of it.
And I'd like to just add that science has found a really good correlation, a relationship between this silence one experiences in the meditation and improvements in learning and improvements in academic performance, moral reasoning, IQ improvements, emotional stability, social moral reflection, self-esteem, and reductions in anxiety, neurological efficiency, and improvements in creativity. It's such a beautiful thing. It's really such a beautiful thing. You've got to do it.